Welcome to the story of Border Rugby, the first ever audio history of this region's most celebrated sport. Part 1, Beginnings.
Borderers have always been fiercely proud of their hard-won heritage, and each summer celebrate the traditions and accomplishments of their ancestors at common ridings and festivals throughout the region. But the close-knit communities of the Borders are linked by another bond, every bit as strong as their colourful past. Its name? Rugby football.
Well, John, does that ring any bells?
Yeah, it does. Well, I think the reason that you wanted to do the story of Borders rugby was just to sort of get a foothold and to have something that you could identify with. And clearly the Borders is identified with rugby, and it was a great way to start off the station.
It was. Now, you spent a great deal of time and effort collecting interviews and writing this whole piece, which was presented in this lovely case that I've got here, which I think had four sides of cassettes to them. What on earth happened to cassettes? A little booklet covering everything, photographs inside, and lots of the people you spoke to. This is now quite a historical document from 20 years ago, isn't it?
It's of archive interest.
You were also one of our early commentators on rugby and so on. I remember you and I climbing up various ladders in the pouring rain and trying to stick cables into different places to get a signal back to the studio and so on from the sevens and from all the grounds around. It was great fun, wasn't it?
It was. I remember we lost the link for a final of the Melrose Sevens, and I was on the phone on top of the BBC television studio roof, just having an open line on the phone and describing things. I remember Kelso won that day and John Jeffrey scored a tremendous try, and the shadows were just coming over the green yards, and it was just an absolutely beautiful sight, and you don't forget things like that.
But of course, there's more to you than rugby, because you were with the local press, the Tweeddale Press. What did the Tweeddale Press think about this upstart radio station arriving in the area?
Well, I think probably from an advertising point of view, that was one of the things that would worry us, that it was going to be a competitor. But actually, it seemed to fit in very well. We were one of the few areas that didn't have a commercial station in the region. So, in fact, you know, we were just following in line with all the other areas in Scotland. And I think we worked very well. And I don't think there was really too much rivalry at all. We only came out once a week. You could put your news on the hour every hour. So really, there was no competition in terms of that. So you had to look at other areas like features and sport and things like that. And obviously the Southern Reporter this week has carried a letter from Alistair Moffat extolling the virtues of Radio Borders when you've done so well with the snow and all the ice and the blocked roads, and it's a lifeline for the Borders, and that's when it's come into its own.